We now are going to begin the second chapter of Derech Hashem, which is titled Tachlis HaBriya, the point of creation. The point of creation was so that Hashem could share His goodness with the world. That was the word that the Ramchal is going to be using frequently, Tuvay. It's important to understand that typically the concept of Shlemus, perfection, is used in a relative manner. We deem something to be perfect and complete in relation to something which is incomplete. This item has been perfected further than another item, so we call it perfect. But in truth, it isn't the end of the line in perfection, and it could be perfected further. If we were going to use modern technology as an analogy, so one could say that in 1985, the DOS operating system, or whatever other operating system was in use, was perfected to the best possible level. However, that year, Windows was introduced, and DOS quickly became obsolete. So it was perfect when compared to what preceded it, but it in no way defined perfection. However, but when we're talking about Hashem, His perfection and completeness is total. It is the ultimate perfection, and nothing and no one else can possibly be as perfect or even compare to Hashem's Shlemus, His perfection. Hashem has no chisaron. There's nothing missing at all. When Hashem chose to create the world so that He could give and grant kindness to His creations, He would only give the greatest and most perfect good which is possible. A little goodness and kindness wouldn't be sufficient. The greatest good is only the ability to connect with Hashem. And in this way, Hashem was sharing of Himself, so to speak, and sharing the greatest good there can possibly be with His creations, because Hashem is the perfection, the totality, the shleimus of everything that's good, called Tov Sheba Olam. By affording His creations the ability to connect with Hashem, He was giving them access to the greatest good, which will then depend on the level they choose to connect with. According to the amount of effort any one of Hashem's creations invest in connecting to Hashem, that is about the amount of goodness, of His goodness, they'll enjoy. However, Hashem determined that it's impossible to truly appreciate anything good if it comes without effort, as simply as a gift. It has to be earned. If a person earns his reward, so then he owns the goodness. He owns the reward. It can become a part of him. But if it's granted as a gift, then it's merely something he can access, but it's not defined. He is not defined by it. The language the Ramchal uses is that you can only become a bialim on the toiv if you work for it. Hashem desired that we should have the ability to resemble His perfection as much as possible, and Hashem is intrinsically good. And it is what we do understand about Hashem, that He is intrinsically good. And Hashem wanted to afford us the ability to recreate ourselves as perfect and good in the same manner. And that's only possible if we create ourselves through hard work and effort to achieve that goal, through our service of Hashem. We iron out all our failings, we perfect ourselves, and then we become connected and related to Hashem through a process that is totally integrated into the fiber of who we are. So that's why Hashem created this world both with aspects of perfection and beauty and aspects of imperfections and failing. All of Hashem's creations also have this opportunity equally, whether to perfect themselves or to allow themselves to fail. We can perfect and become shalem, or we can live with chesroinus. If we do put in the effort, we will have achieved the greatest resemblance, the greatest dimyon to Hashem that we can possibly do.